For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Wednesday, the 15th of January, 2025. It's Wednesday weekly webinar for the Share Pickers Investment Club. You can get 50% off the Share Pickers Investment Club if you buy the book and you like it enough to give it a 5-star rating and write a positive review. Okay, I'm going to do this quickly because lots to do. Let's look at the markets before we start. Well, we have started. What am I talking about before we start? Okay, FTSE 100. It's up 0.7%. FTSE 250 up 1.43% to 20,049. FTSE small cap, it's up 0.75% to 6,711. The AIM all share, is it up or down? Surprisingly, it's up 0.4% to 7.10. Still close to a recent low, though, and a recent low that's hasn't been hit since over a year ago. So at a yearly low, pretty much. Okay, commodities. Brent crude, it is at $80. It's pretty much flat. Bitcoin, it's up 97,260. It's up 0.75% there. What else we got here? Gold up. Oh, it's up 1% pretty much to $2,707 an ounce. And copper, it's up 0.5% for the ton. That gives it a price of $9,616 a ton. Anything else? Bonds are luckily for Rachel Reeves. Inflation figures out. We'll cover that in a bit. But bond yields are dropping a little bit here. So the 2-year is at 4.486, down almost 3%. And the 10-year is down close to 2.5% at 4.793, the yield is. And the pound will get you €1.18 and it'll get you $1.22. So it's bouncing a little bit. It's a weak bounce, you know what I'm saying? Okay, macro news. Sorry, I cleared my throat there. British inflation unexpectedly slowed last month and core measures of price growth tracked by the Bank of England, they have to reduce rates now. Sorry. Fell more sharply according to official data that will be welcomed by Finance Minister Rachel Reeves. That's Rachel from accounts, of course. She annoyed me yesterday. I watched her piece in the House of Commons. And yes, she defended herself. The banter was quite good. She was quite good at the banter. But she still doesn't admit she's killing business, which is so bloody annoying. I want to say, where's growth coming from? Where is growth coming from? Even your forecaster is saying it's going to be lower than we've had in the last 20 years, pretty much. And you've spent and you've killed business. You've raised costs. You've raised inflation. Where is growth coming from? And they never answer the question, do they? The trouble is, when you're combative, you know, as an opposition, then all, you know, the leading party wants to do is come back at you, not with an answer, just try and say, oh, we've had 14 years of disastrous economics, and the rot set in, we're trying to fix the foundations, put more pounds in your pocket. They don't actually answer any questions. I was almost thinking I punched the TV screen. She didn't admit one thing. They're never going to, I've said this before, they're never going to admit it. But apparently now they're going to bring forward the industrial strategy by 2 weeks. That'll help. Anyway, annual rate of inflation eased to 2.5% in December from 2.6% in November. And the forecast was for 2.6%, below that, expectations. The BOE, which will announce its next interest rate decision on February the 6th. Where are we right now? Oh, yeah, February 6th. So that's the last set of data, isn't it, I suppose? They've got to reduce interest rates. Because I believe, you know, the reason why prices have gone down pretty much is due to lack of activity. Our economy is headed into recession. And if they don't reduce them next time around, in fact, that's why the markets are bouncing. Yeah, core inflation, by the way, which excludes energy, food, alcohol and tobacco prices, fell to 3.2% from 3.5% in November. And again, that was below expectations of 3.4%. Services inflation stood at 4.4% in December, its lowest since March 2022, compared with 5% a month earlier. Economists had forecast a dip to 4.9, and it dropped to 4.4. So the Bank of England looks at both services and core inflation as a better guide of underlying price pressures in the economy, especially those caused by persistent wage growth. So both those measures are below forecasts. So they should be cutting. There's no excuse not to cut. Next bit of macro. UK house prices rise by the most since February 2023. This is the ONS. Despite high borrowing costs, average house prices rose by 3.3% in the 12 months of November, the fastest increase since February 2023, after a downwardly revised 3% increase in October, the Office for National Statistics said. And finally, UK business morale sank to a two-year low in late 2024. This is the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales. It says gauge of business morale fell to 0.2 in the fourth quarter, down from 14.4 in the third quarter. It was the lowest reading since the fourth quarter of 2022, when Britain was hit by the mini-budget crisis of former Prime Minister Liz Truss. Yes, she was a Prime Minister, wasn't she? Was it half an hour or something? She literally... It wasn't much longer than that, was it? Hour and a half, maybe? Anyway, let's look at some micro news. These are companies, micro caps, enterprise value, sub 100 million, generating revenues, they're commercial, and some of them profitable. And I'm looking at these companies to see whether they can be added to the micro cap league on my website. And that's the best. Top 30, I've analysed hundreds of companies, but these are the top 30 companies. As far as much as growth, value, health, efficiency, momentum, potential is concerned, they're all scored and ranked in order. So Audioboom, boom, is ticker. The leading global podcast company is pleased to provide a trading update for 12 months ended 31st December. Revenue, approximately $73.4 million, up 13% on $65 million. Annual adjusted EBITDA profit. Don't say EBITDA profit. It's not profit, okay? Because, you know, when you get to the operational level or the pre-tax level, there's no money being generated. Companies who literally state EBITDA all the time don't state pre-tax profit. It means they're not generating a pre-tax profit. Anyway, annual adjusted EBITDA. So even EBITDA is ridiculous. Adjusted EBITDA. You can adjust it all you want. Doesn't mean you're making any money. Approximately 3.4 million versus a loss of, 400,000 last year. Group cash, $3.9 million, up from 3.7. So they are generating cash there, with further 3.1 million available via a recently increased overdraft facility. Adjusted pre-tax profits is supposed to be forecast 3 million. But they are, what's their market cap now? What's their market cap? They are highly valued, Boom, aren't they? Let me add Boom. It does. There's a lot of hype around this company. They are up. Where is Boom? They are up 5% today at 425, hitting an all over 52-week high, and that puts them on a market cap of 66 million.
Really?
I suppose it's close to one-time sales, but on those margins, should it be one-time sales? Maybe. They've got a platform, I suppose. They could be taken out by a bigger podcast company, but there's no room in the marketplace for four. They're the fourth biggest in America, Ronnie. Maybe some consolidation. They may get bought out. Next, Finseta, a foreign exchange and payment solutions company offering multi-currency accounts to businesses and individuals through its proprietary technology platform. Please provide an unaudited update for trading to the year 31st December. Underlying revenue grew by circa 26% to 11.3, and reported revenue increased by 19% to 11.4. Growth in active customers rose to 1,059 from 906. Gross margin improved 65.5%. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 18% at 2 million, up from 1.7. Cash flows from operating activities, 2.2. And this has fallen off a bit of a cliff today. It did go to 25%. Cash and equivalents of 2.6. Now, net cash at the year end is 0.6, because got some debt. And this was forecast to be coming at 1.4. So they have spent more in higher CapEx spend than the brokers anticipated, and maybe that's why it's taking a hit. It has risen quite a bit, you know, on the just before the announcement of these results. So maybe that's why. But forecast for next year, for 2025, is 14.1 million top line, up from 11.5, and adjusted pre-tax profit at 2.5. This is for 2025. Up from 1.3. So a decent company and worth keeping a look on. I'm not going to tell you which companies on this league are on the microcap league or not, or on the two feed lists, which are potential and recovery. But if you remember, you can check them out. If you remember, not a remember. Even if you remember, if you've rejoined, who knows? Frontier Developments, FDev ticker, a leading developer and publisher of video games based in Cambridge, publishes unaudited interim results 6 months, ended 30th of November. So the market cap 88. Where's Finn? Where's Finn? Finn. Where are they? Put them in there. Finn. I do apologise. I missed that. They're down 17% day, 36 pence. That's interesting. Next, like I said, is Frontier Developments. Market cap 88 million. Revenue, this is for the half year, is it? Yeah, 6 months to the 30th of November. Half year. Revenue 47.29 million versus 47.67, so down a little bit. Profit before tax of 4.39 versus a £33 million loss. Cash balance at period end, 27.2, up from 17.1. So it looks like a recovery play. And there'll be forecast, a profit for tax for the year. Really? A loss of 3.9 million. Okay, so the second half, that's odd. They made a first half profit, though. So they expect the second half not to be as good, do they? Okay. But it seems to be recovering that. And it is up quite strongly today. Where is it? Up 24% to 229 a share. Next, Nextech. Oh, that's appropriate. NXQ, a leading technology solutions provider to customers in selected industrial markets. Today provides an update on trading for the financial year ended 31st of December. The board confirms that trading was in line with expectations as set out on the 31st of October. Essentially, it took a profit warning back then. So group revenue is expected to be $86.7 million, down from $114.3, reflecting a backdrop of economic challenges across the markets and wider industry destocking, as well as a delay of several customer projects into the new 2025 budget year. So they are forecast to be doing, like I said, 86.7, down from 114, and what is the adjusted profit for tax, 6.5, down from 14.7. In fact, it's looking like in 2025 that gets worse. Revenue is going to be going to 84.5 from 86.7, and adjusted profit for tax of 4.2, and this is millions now. I forgot to say the market cap. The market cap on these are 38 million, and it doesn't look very attractive, the chart there. But, it's certainly not improving. Next, Vinet Group, V-N-E-T, the international provider of actionable data, business insights and payment solutions through an integrated ecosystem of connected hardware devices, software platforms. Let's get it in a sentence, shall we? I mean, listen to the description of this business. You couldn't even do an elevator pitch just describing what their business is. The international provider of actionable data, business insights, and payment solutions through an integrated ecosystem of connected hardware devices, software platforms, and smart insights portals. Can't even say it. That's probably because I can't speak properly. Is pleased to announce a significant strategic data solutions contract win with one of their blue chip clients, a global brewing industry leader. I don't think there's any change to the forecast, and they didn't give any numbers in this update. So it may be strategically significant, but is it financially significant? Market cap, 31 million. Revenue, expected to come in 17.1 million for 25, up from 15.2 in 24. And adjusted profit before tax expected to be 2.2, up from 1 million. This will put them on a PE of 17.5. Currently, it's on 31. So, where are they today? Are they improving? Are they up? Are they down? They're up just shy of 4% to 1.12 a share. Anything else? M. Winkworth. Wink is ticker. The leading franchisor of real estate agents, marking its 190th anniversary since being established in Mayfair, London in 1835. It's pleased to announce the following trading update for the financial year ended 31st December. Market cap, 25 million. Completed sales in financial year 24 rose by 19% compared with prior period. The board is pleased with the momentum going forward. Winkworth's full year pre-tax profits are expected to be in line with market expectations of 2.35 million. Versus 2.15, net cash at year end to be at least 3.9 million, down from 4.55. And they are, I suppose, with the housing market recovering, if interest rates come down, 10.3 million of sales, up from 9.3, they're saying. And that gradually grows by, 10% a year, pretty much, along with, the profit for tax stuff. Anything else? Zar, the leading inkjet printing technology group, today issues a trading update. Market cap, 50 million. Revenue in the 12 months to 31st December is expected to be approximately 62.7 million, down from 70.6 million. The group anticipates reporting a modest full year adjusted profit before tax versus 2.9 million last year. The group year-end cash position remains robust at 8.2 million. This is net cash here, versus 5.7. And the group's 5 million revolving credit facility remains undrawn. So let's have a look. They're going from 70.6 million down to 62.7. And fully adjusted profit for tax is going from 2.9 to 300K. In 2025, we expect to improve a little bit. So they're going from a forecast in 2024 from 62.7. up to 66.3 top line, and their profit for tax, fully adjusted, is expected to improve to 1.5 million from 300,000, which of course is down from 2.9 in 2023. So that's it. Thanks for listening. Like I said, don't forget, tomorrow, 15 days left of a potential 50% discount on the Share Pickers Investment Club. All you have to do is buy the book, give it a positive rating review. If you like it, of course, if you like it. And you can qualify for 50% off the SharePickers Investment Club. That is the equivalent to £1.91 a week. This only lasts till January the 31st. After that, the discount drops, but you can still get 25% off, but, half a discount. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening. If you like the podcast, please give it a positive rating and review. I would really appreciate it. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.